Now, here, profitable could be profits. It could be more time to
Maybe all
themselves,
kinds
with their
of
family.
benefits.
It could be many. So, could you share one secret of yours that could help restaurant owners who want to make their business profitable? This
Yeah,
is Gabriella's
I
secret.
think. Yeah. Well, I think it's quality. Quality. I think quality doesn't go out of fashion. So quality, and then
Beautiful.
of course that quality may be different for each one, right? So yeah, then I think each one has to find their own quality, but it has to have quality. And to me, it's like quality has to be, like I mentioned, like in balance. So it has to be good for us. It has to be good for the environment. It has to be good for the mouth. It has to be good for the body. It has to be good for the experience. So quality, in general, it doesn't. Yeah, I think quality raises. That's the reason I charge higher. And I mean, people understand it's for the style. They'll, as there are many buffets that charge less because they're just, you know, a restaurant serving a buffet. Not much behind it is a restaurant servicing food and beverage. Maybe they don't have, yeah, all the proposals that we offer here at Quintana, for example. Yeah, most of I think we are the highest price here, but we can, we do, we are okay financially, which I think is crucial. Of course, time and all of that is crucial, but I mentioned that
Right.
financially, I mean, that's important also because otherwise you can't invest in all of the things that I mentioned that we invest.
Correct.
So focusing on quality, I think you can always charge for it
That's fantastic.
gain trust. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, last question, Gabriella. If you had to start all over again, what's the one piece of advice you would give young Gabriella? What would you tell her?
Go study another industry. Go study another industry, girl. Find another way to make money. Go and travel the world. No, I'm just joking. I'm just saying that because sometimes we have that saying, the green of the neighbor is
Yeah.
always greener, right?
Right.
If I had to do it all over, one thing. I think I am not. I'm learning. Maybe I'm at a stage right now that I'm looking to this. I'm getting to this, not to take things so seriously. I hear that. I see that. I can see how how I have to pay attention to that, especially for my future. But I confess that I'm still learning that. So I think that's advice I give myself now because every moment is a new beginning. So don't take things so seriously. You have to take serious enough that, of course, you get things going and all, but it's too delicate when we go to the line of hurting ourselves because, you know, we're
Right.
so into that or not. Yeah, so I think that's something I'm looking to. That's my new phase and all that.
What would you tell your daughter entering this world?
I'm sorry, what would I tell my daughter? What?
Yeah, what would you tell your daughter entering this world? I mean, you have so many passions, you have so many causes you're working for, there's so much good stuff you're doing. What would you tell your daughter? What advice would you give your daughter today? In today's world, what would you give? What advice would you give your daughter?
Look into yourself, like go try to look inside yourself. And sometimes I did many things in ways that I would do differently today because, you know, I was always like, so wow, everything is so new. And you know, many times you're just, you know, more outside even than inside. The outcomes are more important than the inner, the inner. We, I think, of course, and that's, I think that's maturity. But try to go inside yourself. I think we have to, that's an exercise that I practice a lot, and even though I've been practicing for nine years now, it's an exercise
right.
that I'm still very new at, and I know there a whole life is little to is not enough to practice, but it's to go inside yourself and try to really feel what pleases you, what you want. Try to find ourselves, because I really think, I mean, it's so, everything's so large. I mean, especially, imagine now, the two of us talking, this is very special. And the whole world, everything's so so large. There's so many possibilities. I've read some of your things. The truth of each one of us is inside ourselves. And to find that out, is sometimes we take too long for that. So the mm-hmm. sooner we look for that, the better it is. So I think to my daughter, I'll try to, really try to get to know yourself, get inside yourself, and try to understand
that's
who
beautiful.
You are. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so even
beautiful.
Though it's
yeah,
very
yeah,
difficult, but yeah.
That's beautiful. I think we're going to learn, we've learned a lot from you. And a lot of restaurateurs across the world are going to learn a lot. I'm going to stop this recording. Just stay online.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. One
yes,
second.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.